Good morning, Bridge of Hope. Friends, family, foes. Love your enemies, right? There are no enemies. We know no enemies. Sometimes we can be our worst enemy, so need a mindset change on that one. Happy Father's Day. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers, to the fathers-to-be, to the mothers who've had to be both fathers and mothers. The Lord's Prayer is so familiar, but I want to read it from the Passion Translation, because we want to honor our Father today, because we have a good, good Father. From Matthew 6, chapter 9, pray like this: Our Father, dwelling in the heavenly realms, may the glory of your name be the center of which our lives turn. Manifest your kingdom realm and cause your every purpose to be fulfilled on earth just as it is fulfilled in heaven. We acknowledge you as our provider of all that we need each day. Forgive us the wrongs that we have done as we ourselves release forgiveness to those who have wronged us. Rescue us every time we face tribulation and set us free from the evil one. For you are the King who rules with power and glory. And all the people said, Amen.
Thank you. morning, I believe the Lord wanted me to come and encourage you and share a testimony with you and break something open in this house. This week, I had an adventure with my sister where sometimes we don't make the best choices when we're going on adventures, especially with our double. And so I have a plantar fasciitis in my left foot. It's been pretty painful. I can hardly walk sometimes, especially in the morning. And kind of like laying my dreams to hike mountains and things aside this summer. And I went and hiked the Butte with my sister, half of it barefoot, which if anybody knows anything about that condition, it's not a, you're not supposed to do that. That night, I paid for it big time. I could hardly even limp around my house. And so my testimony is that on Thursday morning, Luke had gotten up with the kids, and I was like, wow, I don't have to get up. I'm just laying there. And I ended up laying there for about an hour and just soaking in the presence of the Holy Spirit. I wasn't begging him to heal my feet. In fact, it wasn't even on my mind. And so I just spent an hour just talking to him and loving him and saying, what are we doing next? And what else are you asking me to lay down? And I got up, and I didn't even think about it. Like, I had no pain, like, walking around the house, and normally I'm limping for a while. And then the next day, again, I was like, oh, you haven't had pain in 2 days while you're walking around the house. And then again today, also all the rest of the week, and I thought, whoa, what is the message about healing that you're saying? And I just feel like the Lord wants to come in here this morning, and he wants to say, soak with my Holy Spirit. And I'm going to release a new healing in this house as we spend time with him just because we love him. So I just want to encourage you with that this morning.
The blood of Jesus that we're healed. And so I want communion to follow this encouragement and this word and this instruction that was just given. And so let's recognize him for who he really is and who he wants to be in our lives every single day and in every situation.
In case you didn't know, the name of that last song is Revelation Song. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain, holy, holy is he. It's a revelation of the Father's Lamb, of his sacrifice. I want to talk a little bit about covenant this morning. We have a saying in the Western world that when someone is guilty, they have blood on their hands, right? The Father has a little bit different plan of where we should have blood. Genesis 17, Zach talked about it a month ago or a couple weeks ago, about the covenant God made with Abraham. And he said, I want to bless you. I want to make you a great nation. I want to make you the father of multitudes, more than the sand on the sea, more than the stars in the sky. And so let's do this covenant thing. So get some animals and kill them. Remember the Hebrew tradition or God's tradition? You cut an animal in half. You lay two halves on the ground. And the the two parties in the covenant stand between them. There's a whole lot of things that happen. They exchange cloaks, they exchange names, they exchange blood, they exchange blessings and curses, and they together walk through these split up animals saying, if I break this contract, or this covenant, sorry, may what happened to these animals happen to me. Well, the story of Abraham, this all happens. Abraham goes, gets a cow, he gets a goat, he gets a sheep, he gets a couple of birds, chops them all up, lays them on the ground, and then he stands there and waits for God. And the day is wearing on, and there's a couple of dead things laying on the ground, and pretty soon the vultures start showing up. And he's standing out there trying to shoo away the vultures from all his covenant sacrifices laying on the ground. Pretty soon it's getting dark. And it said the Lord made him fall into a deep sleep. And the Father, it identifies him as a smoking cauldron and a flame of fire, came and walked through the sacrifices by himself. Abraham's out like a light. So the only one walking through there saying, may it happen to me if this covenant is broken, is the Father. Well, that's kind of what we're being reminded of this morning. A couple chapters later, Abraham is asked, I want you to sacrifice your son for me. Loads up his son, they take off cross country, get to the mountain. He's ready to kill his son. And God says, Abraham, Abraham, don't kill him. Don't even lay a hand on him. Now I know that you fear me and that you will withhold nothing from me. Because I think that was a question in God's mind. I did this covenant thing without you. Do you really want to be in covenant with me? And then part of his promises to him were 400 years, your family will be in bondage, and they will be released. How did they get released? Anybody remember that story? They killed a lamb, and they spread the blood on the doorpost and overhead, and they entered into the house and could not leave. So compare those two stories. There's dead animals, and you're walking between them. What's on your feet? Blood. It's the Passover. You put blood on the side of the door and over the top of the door, and you're to enter into the house and be in the house. What's on your feet? Blood. It's not blood on your hands you need. It's blood on your feet that you need. You need to be entering into this place of covenant by stepping through the blood. That's what Hebrews 10 is talking all about. Now we have boldness to enter the Holy of Holies by the blood of Christ. You're walking in there. It says the veil was his body. His blood purified the path, and you are to walk through there. Get a little blood on your sandals, on your flip-flops. But stand in his blood. It's his sacrifice. It's his holiness. It's his name we wear. It's his blood that has been infused in us. That's all part of the covenant thing. And I wasn't even there to enter the covenant, but I get the privilege of walking through the doorway that he has prepared with his blood for me to be a son. That's what we're thankful for. That's what I'm thankful for this morning. That's the love of a father chasing down his sons and daughters to be. That's what we are. You were lost and alienated, but now you are a son, a beloved son. Father, we thank you so much for demonstrating love beyond our comprehension, for giving a sacrifice that was the most precious and expensive thing you had, your only son. And in return, you gained us as sons. And now we stand here clothed in your righteousness, bearing your name, belonging to your family, walking through the doorway that's been prepared by the blood of your Son. May we never forget that, and may it always transform us into who you've called us to be. May we never be the same after walking through this door. Give us an awareness and an appreciation for the covenant love you have for us, and may our lives respond in kind to you. Thank you for this bread and this cup.
did it all. He did it all. And to rest in what he's done. Eileen was talking a little bit about this song. I'm going to just share a little bit. But we often think when we're talking about spiritual warfare, we're talking about weapons or we're talking about fighting. It's this active thing that we do, right? We're throwing punches. We're running. It's chaotic. And this morning, he's saying, I am your strong tower. And your warfare is standing in me. It's receiving what I've already done for you. It's walking in and standing in what I have already done. And so I just wanted to bring that together because that's what he's looking for. It's much simpler than we seem to think that it is. And he wants to just bring that this morning to each of us. So we're going to start on the chorus again. That you've already done it all. Thank you that you've already done it all.
Your name is on family. Your kingdom's right hand call. Your throne was taken.
I started this morning reading from Matthew, from the Lord's Prayer. And I want to read this part again, chapter 6 of Matthew, verse 11. We acknowledge you, Father, our provider of all we need each day. In Colossians 4:15 it says, let your heart be always guided by peace of the Anointed One, who calls you to peace as part of his one body, and always be thankful. And then in 2 Corinthians 9, verse 7, we must each decide in our heart how much to give. Don't give reluctantly or in response to pressure, for God loves a person who gives cheerfully. Somewhere between reluctance and pressure, there is peace and thanksgiving. Let not your heart be troubled. Let your heart always be guided by peace. Becca shared in her testimony that she was healed, her foot. And I was thinking, what a father does in the natural, your natural father, he does way more for his children than you even ask or know about. He's already working on your behalf. How much greater does your Heavenly Father do that? And maybe your earthly father, maybe you feel like you've missed out on some of that, but your Heavenly Father is right here. How do you step into it? Like Ben said, you just step in. Step into that covenant blood. Like the song Amity did, was just singing. It's already done. It's done. Jay was just sharing that he feels like there's such an open door right now just to step in. Leave behind things that have kept you in bondage. And it's not going to take you to put anything in this offering to get what you need from the Father. But if you wanted to put something in. You can give online at AK Bridge of Hope. You can make a check out to Bridge of Hope. Or there's boxes in the back. But during this next song, can we just continue to enter in and worship? And if there's something you want to step out of and into, the Father is right there. Whether you know He's working on your behalf or not, He is. He is. the verse that keeps coming to mind is, where two or three are gathered in my name, I'm here in your midst. So if there's two or three gathered for an announcement, that means he's here in our midst. I do want to just remind you, there's a lot of announcements. They show before the service starts on the board, and there's also a lot of flyers out in the foyer that you can just pick up, things to sign up. But I do want to mention Sunday, June 29th, the Kenya team is putting on a bake sale. You can, if you want to donate things to sell, then see Sandra or myself, I guess. But it's by donation, so if you come hungry with money, no. I will say, I don't bake much, so I thought I'll give it a test run. It's a very good thing I did. I had to scratch that cake off the list. Anyway, I ate around the edges, and I tried to get my family members, besides Mitch. I knew Mitch wouldn't touch it, but I tried to get them to partake. But it's, honestly, that also the verse about how do you change a nation, how do you touch a nation? When you sow into things that you might never put your handprints to or your whatever, but when you put your heart to something, when you connect in something through the Father, in the name of Jesus, you are touching people you may never meet. last week when Mark Tubbs was here, he shared about just having childlike faith and receiving childlike faith. And so what I was thinking is, time to release the kids. I'm thinking, man, I want to be released too for the word that we're going to receive. So can we all stand up, and the kids can be dismissed, and just greet one another however you want to greet them.